Hello, I'm Bob Champion. In April 1981, less than 18 months after being diagnosed with cancer, I rode a horse called Alden Eaty to victory in the Grand National. When I was told I had cancer, I promise you I was absolutely petrified. I went to Professor Peckham, actually, at the Royal Marsden in London. Went there not knowing what was wrong with me and came home knowing I had a form of cancer. I thought, well, I'll just go home and carry on riding and hopefully I'll get killed on a race course. This was in the summer of 1979, around about the end of June. I was 31. I started my treatment virtually the next day and I kept having treatment all the way until January the 1st, 1980. Testicular cancer, which I had at that time, was a little bit rarer than it is now. But, you know, I went there with a very positive mind, actually. I kept thinking, well, I'm going to be back to ride in the 1980 National, but that wasn't to be. Through the treatment, it was very hard. I nearly died of septicemia once through it. It was ghastly when you look back on it, but hopefully I'd never have to do it again. I kept giving myself goals, unrealistic, some of them, but, you know, at least I had the goal at the end of it. Alden Eaty was always a name I wanted to ride a national. I'd ridden in 8 nationals before, and I always thought he was a horse that could win a national. It was a race from a very early age I wanted to ride in, you know, from the age of about 5 or 6. So it's always been an ambition, firstly to ride in it, and secondly to win it. It takes place at Liverpool, Aintree. Always takes place about the first Saturday in April. In my year, it was April the 4th. And they're pretty big fences, a fence called the Chair, which is a great big fence with a ditch in front of it where you could drive a double-decker bus in. It's a very testing course, but it's a fun course to ride around. I got down to the start and there was an unusual sight. Josh Gifford, the trainer of the horse, was standing down there smoking his cigarette as normal. He just came down to check the horse's girths and always remember saying to him, if I win today, Gov, will you give up smoking? He looked at me and said yes. And thankfully he gave up smoking after he won the race. I came to the last fence, I'm still in the lead, and I couldn't see a stride at all. And seeing a stride means the horse meeting the fence on the right stride so it jumps it properly. So I thought the only thing I can do is do the same as I did the 2 or 3 fences before and just let him drift into the corner. Funny enough, he shot me up in the air as he jinked, and thankfully I came down on him in the right place on the landing side. From then on, he was getting a little bit tired. I thought if I could get to the elbow, which juts out, I've got a running rail to run against for the last 150 yards. I managed to get to the elbow in front, and then from then on, it was plain sailing. I ended up winning in about 3.5 lengths. You know, you can hear all the noise at the race course, but when you're out there being a jockey and you're hard at work, you've only got one thing on your mind. And I promise you, in my mind, I could have heard a pin drop. It wasn't until I'd pulled up, then you hear all the people shouting and screaming. And that's a great sensation. After that, there was the film, Champions, that starred John Hurt. And I'll always remember, after the film was finished, and Lord Grade rang me up, who was one of the big men behind the film, basically said, come up to a private viewing and we'll see what you think of it. I think that was the most frightening night of my life. I lay in bed, I couldn't sleep, thinking what was it going to look like the next day. Went to the theatre and I came out very relieved, and I thought they'd done a really good job. I'll always remember the day for the rest of my life. You always remember the Nationals anyway, being a professional jockey, but to me it was a great day, I must admit, and I can still remember virtually every part of the race.